Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Acting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been stalked. Niggas flawed, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, saying that got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put your niggas start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, on fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
What's up, people? This is Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. I don't know, maybe we're getting some technical difficulties because usually Black will start off the show right now.
Oh, shit. You know what? I'm thinking I done did the whole intro and you talking and I'm thinking that you hear me talking. All right, let's do this shit again.
Yeah.
Let's run it back. What's happening, people?
Let's do it. Run it back.
Welcome back to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? I'm ready for another edition of this Real Talk that we do every Sunday night. So come through and chop it up with us. Roll something
adult
up, light
house.
Something up. Kick it with your people.
Drink something up, toast something up.
Yeah,
you
already
know,
man.
I ain't rolling that up,
host.
But I ain't sparking that up, but I'm a toast something up. You know, I'm just the
all
cold queen.
All right,
all right.
Okay.
All right, so listen. Man. I just want to give a shout out to Volcan, V-O-L-C-A-N. It is a tequila that the makers of Hennessy made. This is this shit is great. Like,
okay,
100%
agave. Ooh, you got that tequila.
Hey. Yeah, and they got two different ones. They got the Blanco, and then they got the gold.
Okay.
And it tastes like
I'll
white Remy. It gives me a taste because white Remy is my drink,
no.
And so it kind of tastes like white Remy.
Check it. Like, I fuck with tequila. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially during the summertime. But tequila, to just bring you behind the curtain, was my New Jersey drink. And I say that because when I first touched down in New York, I actually stayed in Jersey City for like a year. It's like a blur. I barely remember it. But the thing I do remember was this little bar at this little spot. You know, it was called Journal Square, which is like, you know, downtown Jersey City, I guess. But it was a little bar. And I used to just get my shot of tequila there. But, you know, I used to do it, you know. You put the salt on your thumb, you lick the salt, you take the shot, and then you put the lemon in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? That's how you do it. You know what I'm saying? So
we ain't doing shots. I got some cranberry grapes, though. So, you know what?
Okay,
it's like, you know, I've been doing this detox, right, and putting stuff in my body, and I've been seeing a lot of changes, you know what I'm saying, with my body, and I'm loving it. So I'm like, okay, I'm trying to, like, stop other habits, and it's like, okay, I'm going to get my drink. I'm going to drink. So it's like, okay, finding something that's not sugary or whatever, but I do chase with cranberry grape. I drink cranberry grape if I'm not drinking. You know what I'm saying? Like cranberry grape. Cranberry grape or 100% apple juice and water. And so I keep bottles of water on the side of my bed because that's my thing, right? And I do spring water. So anyways, let's give a shout out to our top five countries tuning in. Run it down, Mo.
So number five, man, we got the Northmen. I always shout them out, man. Sweet, man. You know, like I said, I be on my Viking type shit, man. I learned a lot from that show, man. So shout out to them. Number four, we got Africa, man. Check it out. They moved up a notch, man. So shout out to Kenya, man. Shout out to all the pretty people of Kenya. You know what I'm saying? I love it. Number three, we got the United Kingdom, man. English Town. You know what I'm saying? So United Kingdom, aka the Last Kingdom. So shout out to the English. Number two, we got our northern brethren, you know what I'm saying? They moved up a slot, you know what I'm saying? So Toronto and Vancouver, you know, all the Canadian cities, they messing with us, man. So shout out to Canada. And then number one, of course, we got the United States of America. So I just want to shout out to this beautiful country that we live in, all 50 states, all the lit-ass cities we got in here, man. So, yeah, that's what's up, man. That's the top five.
And Canada is pulling off so heavy from the United Kingdom. Like, salute to Canada, because you can tell, like, every week it's more and more, you know, people listening in. So tell a friend and another friend
to
tune in. Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We go live. We do it big. But you can also listen to our archive shows. We have plenty of archive shows that are in the mix as well. 4 years in the making, you know, and this is our baby. You know, this is something me and Mo and myself put a lot into, and this is our getaway on Sunday night. So
it is.
We keep doing it big for you guys because you guys keep tuning in and you letting us know, hey, you want to hear us. Salute to all of the other countries that are tuning in all over the world. We run down the top five, but there's so many more. We thank everyone for tuning in to get in our top five slot. Tell a friend and another friend to tune in so we can get to it. Yes. All right. So talk about my week. I actually had a great week. I'm working on this spiritual channel on YouTube, and it's spiritual goddess. Spiritual and then it's goddess. And I want to tell you guys the right name because I be spelling stuff. So goddess is GAWDDESS, okay? And so, like, this channel is, like, blowing me away. Like, I can't even lie to you. Like, when I tell you
that
I really started this channel, started working on this channel in May, at the very beginning of May, And when I started working on this channel at the very beginning of May, I didn't know what to expect, okay? So YouTube does monetize you, you know what I'm saying, once you get to a certain level. Once your channel, once you show them that your channel is shaking and moving, you know, you got to have 1,000 subscribers, and you have to have 4,000 watch hours to be monetized, okay? But that's just the very beginning, because you have to really work, and you have to put in that work to really make the money with YouTube. And I watched, you know, different YouTubers that, you know, are successful in their own right, and the main thing that they all say is consistency is key, right? And so I gave myself, I was like, okay, 6 months, I should be at 1,000 subscribers. And I based that off of my other channel because I was posting consistently, but my subscriber count was not going up. And this spiritual channel has just literally taken off. Like, in May, I had two subscribers.
Yeah,
when
people,
I said, okay, I'm going to pay attention to the spiritual channel, I had two subscribers in May. You know what I'm saying? At the, in the first week of May, I had two subscribers. I'm at 413 now, and it's not even 2 months in. So what I'm doing is, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing. I know. And I do giveaways. Like today I did another giveaway for a gift card because we reached the 400 subscribers today. 500, I'll be doing like a $50 gift card. So if you're tuning in and you like to watch tarot readings, so anything like that, subscribe to the channel, comment, right? But when you comment, you have to be subscribed. Your notification bell has to be on for me to, you know, give you, do a giveaway. So, you know, I just choose out of the people that's commenting and active on the channel. And, I mean, supreme gratitude. Like, that channel has been blowing me away. I've been so focused. Anything that's taken my distraction away, I do not want it around me. I'm eliminating any type of distractions. It's been like, you know, like celebrating me. Last Sunday, we went out for brunch. Of course, you know, I had the release of Deranged Baby Mama 3, the finale. That was released on ebook and paperback. On the 18th, I have the release of Born to Be a Trap Queen Rewrite. That's on the 18th of June, and then on the 24th or the 25th of June, I have the release of Born to Be a Trap Queen 2, right? And they're all being
released
on ebook and paperback as well.
Trap Queen,
yeah. Shout out. You know, I have those coming out as of yesterday. I'm officially a three-time registered screenwriter, okay? I have Deranged Baby Mama Part 1 and 2, and that's basically all three books put into two different movies. And also I have Confessions of a Mattress Actress, which is all three books put into one movie. And they're all registered with Writers Guild of America. So, you know, I'm an official screenwriter for three different movies. That shit is so big, so amazing to me. I'm just pushing forward, doing what I got to do, staying focused, staying aligned. The YouTube channel is doing numbers, and I'm just, like, grateful, right? Ultimately, you know, I just really want to focus on one thing and focus on all of my businesses and not have to, you know, focus on anybody else's business. And I'm just, you know, I'm working my way to that point, you know, and it means so much to me to be at that point, to have the glow up and the growth that I am having. So supreme gratitude to the universe for everything that's happening, for me being aligned. And the scary part is about this is that when you, like, start reaching certain success, you have certain successes, you have to pay attention early on. I'm a household name. I'm a brand. I have business, you know, my business cards came in, so I was happy about that. But, like, certain people are around you, and they have motives, right? And they're not genuine. And I'm just thankful that in the stage that I am in my spiritual awakening, that I can acknowledge them. And if I don't acknowledge them, the spirit will throw something in front of me to be like, okay, pay attention to this. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, certain people are around you because they have motives and they have goals that they want to reach on their own, and you could help them reach them, but they genuinely are not for you. And I don't worry about those type of people because I know the universe will stop and hinder anything that they're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't use anyone and you can't be spiteful. Spite brings the worst karma. So I'm just thankful for all of the genuine people that I do have in my corner. Last night I did tacos and tequila, hence is how I have leftover tequila. And tacos and tequila was basically like me, you know, celebrating myself. And I'm like, every single week, every single week I am going to do a certain type of accomplishment for myself because I never celebrated myself. It was just an inner celebration for me, like, yeah, you know. But when people are with you and they're genuinely around you, I don't care if you got a celebration every week. If you're doing some shit every week and you celebrating every week, the same people should be right there by your side celebrating with you every single fucking week, except the envious people, because the people that will be envious, yeah, and they don't want to party with you. Like, bitch, damn, what else you going to do? You know what I'm saying? Type energy. So I'm thankful for everybody that's celebrating with me. I'm getting ready to go on vacation again. I finally got all my cameras put up around the house. I'm super excited about that. So I did that this week as well. Also, we got to work on this closet. Now, my wardrobe is absolutely batshit crazy. And my shoe game is crazy. And so I really need to get some organization in this closet. It is a nice size closet, but I have too much stuff for the closet, right? So we're going to do some work in the closet. Because there's a potential, right, that I may stay here for another year. If I don't get exactly what I want, then I'm going to sit still for another year. And that's just that on that, you know. I'm not in a rush. I know what I want to do, and I'm aligned with what I want to do, but I'm not pushing it and I'm not forcing it. You know what I'm saying? So that was my week in a nutshell, getting a lot of things done, like just excited, just in this mode of peace, focus, determination, and just grinding. That's my week. How was your week?
That sounds awesome, man. Keep it up. Yeah, my week is ended with saying grinding, man. So I told you that's what I named last week, this week, you know what I'm saying? So June, this is grind time for me. So it's good, man. Life is good, you know what I'm saying? I'm grinding, but like you said, you got to stop and smell the roses. So, you know, I'm just feeling good, man. I really accomplished the goal that I wanted to accomplish. Like, I closed this apartment in this luxury building that I've been trying to get in. So if I can, you know, really put my foot in there, that could be some nice bags coming my way, you know what I'm saying? Because I like luxury, man. I like talking luxury. I like people who know luxury, and I like putting people on to luxury, you know what I'm saying? So so that was good, you know what I'm saying? Like, this building is amazing, too. A lot of amenities, just some flies living, you know what I'm saying, if you can afford this shit. So holla at me, America's Next Top Realtor. So that's been good. I've been reading, you know, hashtag happily married man, but, you know, I've been reading The Art of Macking. You know, see, I just been on my shit, you know what I'm saying, as far as that, man. Shout out to Tariq Nasheed, man. Like, every time I read this book, I put it down. I might not read it for, like, 5 years, you know what I'm saying? But every time I pick it up, I feel like I'm more mature and I can just, like, grasp more concepts, man. So that's been cool, you know what I'm saying? And I can't wait for this trip to Cleveland. Like, I can't wait, man. It's just, like, perfect alignment, like you said. So it's, like, coming right in the middle of the summer, you know what I'm saying? Going out there for my wife's birthday. We're going to have a good time, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know, recharge the batteries. And then, like I said, plotting what this August is going to be. And then I'm just hunting, man. I'm pretty hunting. I'm a hunter right now, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, man. The hunger for more, you know what I'm saying? And I'm hungry. I ain't thirsty, but I'm hungry, so watch out. And that's it, man. That's my week.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Progressing, man. Smooth. How was your week, man? Smooth the criminal.
First of all, I believe in following the letter of the law. Thank you very much.
Smooth on the check-in.
I mean, other than that, my week straight, just making money, you know how I go.
It's always good.
Ain't much to talk to you.
I can't wait to see you, best friend. I miss you so much.
Nigga, please.
You know what?
Oh, that's going
You're such
down.
An asshole.
Man, that's gonna be cool. That's gonna be cool, man.
Yeah, and we will be doing a show. I don't know if he has to work because he works a lot. So I can't tell you guys because, you know, I don't really tell when I'm moving, you know, before time.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
When I get there, if he's not working, which I think he probably will be, you know, if we can do a show around each other, it's going to be absolutely batshit crazy. But I will be seeing him very soon.
Okay.
So, yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, man, that's going to be good, man. Good energy.
Yeah, my next thing is New York, man. Mo, I'm coming. Seems
okay.
Like we can't get you down here. So I got to come to New York before it gets cold. That's definitely on the menu. If I didn't have to go and get my son so early, I would say I would come next month because it ain't nothing but a trip and some motherfucking activation, you know. But it all depends on when I have to go get my other son, if I can bust a move to come that way. So, you know, things are a little different.
Look, and what I'm saying, too, like I said, I'm plotting on this this August trip, man. So I'm gonna keep people posted, man. So it might be some connectivity, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, stay tuned.
If I'm coming, it'll be July. If not, it'll definitely be later, but before the winter jumps in and do what it does, you know, as per usual. All right. So
summertime.
So tonight we're talking about okay, hold on. I got old black ass baby that just came and jumped all in my mix. Tonight we're talking about how to keep your power when dealing with other people, right? And so I felt like this topic was very interesting because people don't understand the art of negotiation. People don't understand standing your ground, and people really don't understand on how people can look at them and judge them, you know, and from them just being them, right? And so we had this whole fiasco of Auntie Monique talking about people walking outside with bonnets on their head. And people feel like, oh, well, you know, I'm grown. I can walk around how I want to. And also the art of, you know, keeping your power when dealing with other people, because I deal with this on a regular basis, right? Just me and my life, you know what I'm saying? You know, I have life partners, right? And so I talk about this often. If you have a child with somebody, that's your life partner, right? You are destined to have to deal with this person for a long time. And the people that don't understand that, you kind of struggle throughout life because you're feeling like, well, this is my way, and you're going against the way of the universe, right? So any person that I have a child with is a life partner, and I deal with them as such, right? Not necessarily meaning that we have to have sex, but we deal because we understand the extent of our situation. Now, knowing your power, okay, hypothetically speaking, giving you an example, Mo and I, we have a disagreement, right? And so this disagreement can be like me telling Mo, hey, you live too far. And I don't want to keep coming out there, right? But Mo, being the Leo that he is, that means he has fire energy. Mo wants things the way that he wants it, and basically that's just what it is. So Mo can work. Mo can not be mobile. It could be a lot of different things. But Mo can get to where he wants to go, right? And so with me, you know, Mo and I, if we're dating, right, he's a fire sign, which is a Leo. I'm an air sign, which is an Aquarius. Polar opposites, right? And we find our common ground because someone has to back down, right? Now, Aquarius being the smartest sign of the zodiac, being the star sign, Leo also being very intelligent, being the sun sign. You know what I'm saying? Being very polar opposites, night and day, literally. The sun shines at night, sun shines in the day, stars shine at night, okay? But for example, and he's like, well, I need you to come to me because that's the only way it's going to work. Sometimes when you get into these situations, right, and you get into these arguments and you get into these bickles with relationships, people you're dating, people you're dealing with, right, we don't look at it as far as the power and the control, all right? And a couple years ago, we talked about power and control on this show, all right? And so women are supposed to have control. And when you break down the word of control, because I talk to you guys often about breaking down words, right, because it means more than what they taught us in the English vocabulary for it to mean. So when you pay attention to your words, when you greet me in the morning and you say good morning, I'm going to say grand rising. What is good about morning? But in English, the English vocabulary, they take one word and then they, depending on the content you use it in, it could be good or bad, right? That's not logic, okay? So grand rising, you rose, grand rising. You are a king, a queen, a god, a goddess. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and then I treat you as such, and that's a form of respect, okay? So when you have that power and control, control is con the troll, right? Because understand the troll is under the bridge, right? That's why you have feminine and masculine energy, okay? The feminine energy is supposed to be soft, be nurturing. It's supposed to, you know, be the opposite of the masculine energy, tough, you know, hardcore.
Yeah.
And therefore,
yeah.
opposites attract. That's where you get that term from, right? Opposites attract, feminine and masculine.
Yeah.
And so if you have someone with masculine energy, of course they're trying to dominate the situation. Hence power, right? Men have power, or the masculine energy has power, and women have control, or the feminine energy has control. And so, you know, when I say how to keep your power when dealing with someone else, meaning what does power do? Without power, something will not work, right? Without control, it turns on, but it won't navigate properly, right? If you don't have control of the situation, it's going to go everywhere. So these two go hand in hand. Me, I'm a woman, but I'm not feminine energy. I'm masculine energy because I'm dominant. I'm superior. I'm, you know, I'm always, you know, ahead of the game. I'm always like, you know, I'm the boss. You know what I'm saying? I run every show that I'm in. And so when I deal with someone, I relate more to the power. But I also know how to con the troll. So in this situation with Mo, I would be like, no. And it's, you know, it's a standstill. And so some people, when you get into the simplest arguments and you don't understand why is someone taking something so simple and making it be so hard, it's the power and the control. Okay? And so standing your ground, as long as it's in the most feasible way and it makes the most common sense, which a lot of people lack, common knowledge is what Smooth calls it. If it makes sense, then you have to stand your ground. No matter what, you can't allow feelings to jump in and change the mode and the flow of your energy, okay? Now, that was an example of opposite sexes trying to have power and control, okay? You have to stand your ground when you know what's right. Now, Mo can say, well, listen, I don't have a car and I'm not coming. Well, guess what? Mo is going to sit out there and he's not going to see me until he relinquishes his power. Because you're not going to take over my power. It's the yin and the yang. And whoever gives in first is the one who loses, right? Because once you give in your power, once you give in to your word, once you give in, well, you know what? I'm just going to give in. I'm just, get it, whatever you want, get it. I'm just going to give in to make this situation make sense. But you're actually losing your power over the situation. So there's no such thing as giving in for it to make sense or giving in to not have an issue. You're giving up your power when you give in. So, you know, make sure that the situation makes sense. Now, when Monique said that you people, like that you women need to go out the house looking like something, okay, I felt 100% of what I was saying. You know, of course, Twitter, they were dragging Monique. You know, Twitter this, Twitter that. You got to think, for the most part, we as a human, this society right now, you got three generations, maybe four, that's interacting, right? But two to three interacting on Twitter. And, you know, that Generation X, you know, they a little lost, okay? So when someone tells you that you need to walk out of the house in public places that make sense and look like something, right? Let's go back to pay attention to how this works, right? You guys want respect. As an African-American culture, you want respect. You want people to look at you and make you equal to other races, right? Well, tell me what other races other than the African-Americans are out at the airport with bonnets on their head, that's out at the store with bonnets on their head, that's moving around just looking like this, People say it's just the bonnet, but you show me a different race. So it breaks down to the fact, yet again, about power and control. You want to be looked at as equal as everyone else, but you're not acting as equal, right? That's like, break it down a little bit more. Common knowledge is not common. You go to school. Somebody in SLD classes or slow classes or ride the short bus, whatever term you use in your area, right? But this person want to be seen like the normal people, right? You always see them running up talking to you, and you be like, ooh, bitch, you is crazy as hell. You don't know what they talk about. Girl, I ate French fries yesterday. You know, you be like, what you eat for lunch? I ate French fries yesterday, and they tasted like playground fun. You know, you're like, what the fuck, right? But these people, they want to be seen as normal people, right? And basically, that's what you guys are doing to the African-American culture. You're going in handicapped as fuck, walking outside, looking like you don't motherfucking belong anywhere, right? You're not motherfucking presenting yourself as you should, but yet you want to be seen as equal. And when someone steps up to bring this to your attention, then you want to be mad, and you want to be what they talking about, and I'm grown, and I do this, and I do that. Well, understand the power and control of the situation. If you want to be looked at as equal, yes, it matters what you wear and how you're wearing it, right? If you care so much about how other people look at you, I do not, but if you care so much about how other people look at you, then you need to blend in and play their game. You know what I'm saying? The power of control. You don't see them bashing people that walk out and look like they got common goddamn sense, look like they going somewhere, look like they doing something for themselves. Bonnets are made for in the bed to cover your hair. They're not made to go out in public with. They're not made to be in the damn airport with. They're not made to be at the store with, okay? Now, you rocking your bonnet XYZ and you in the car, great. When you get out of the car, comb your goddamn hair, right? Power and control. Don't give someone power to motherfucking justify why they treat you the way that they do. Now, I went to two different topics to explain my point, and hopefully y'all get it. But I'm going to see what the fellas have to say about this conversation and this topic in reference to power and control. You have to align and play the game that needs to be played in order to remain in power or in control, okay? Feminine energy, control. Dominant energy, masculine energy, power. But you can't go out here and be like, I'm just finna do what I want to do, how I want to do it, and I'm going to be in control. Listen, I battle with this all the time because of my past. And because of my past, I still tell people, you can't box me. I'm going to do what I want to do. But guess what? I had to clean my image up. I had to clean my image up to a certain degree. It had to be done. In order to be able to write these moves, in order to be in these places that I'm in right now, to pitch these scripts, for people to even pay attention to me and take me serious, I had to clean my shit up to a certain extent. Nothing comes to you easily. Nothing comes to you freely. Yeah, you can't box me, but it's certain games that I got to play in order to get to where I need to be. I don't know. What you think, Mo?
Damn, that's deep. I mean, like, all right. So, I mean, first off, I love where you're going with this. This is deep. I'm just trying to figure out, like, double dutch, and I'm trying to figure out, like, how do I jump in this joint? So what you know what I'm saying? So, like, what you asking me? I'm trying to figure out,
like,
what's the angle?
Every now and then we're going to a deep topic, but I just don't like the way that they was coming at Monique, because Monique was motherfucking right. And so it's the same thing. Like, listen, you're going to crucify Monique for speaking down on a bonnet, but yet you're worshiping a grown man in a dress? There's something severely wrong with our society, okay? We are talking shit to T.I. about how he governs his daughter, you know what I'm saying? Which, thought prevention is what Duval say, but yet we praising motherfucking Gabrielle Union for allowing her stepson to transition to a woman. We are so fucked up as a society that if we don't start having a voice, then no one will hear it. And guess what? I can have 10,000 people that's listening to my show. And as long as one person can understand what I'm saying, I've done my job. But we, as a people with a voice, have to start talking more to make this shit make sense to the people that can't comprehend. Because common knowledge obviously is not fucking common.
All right, so look, all right, so let me see how I can get down with this. All right, so yeah, Black said a mouthful, but she preaching right here. You know what I'm saying? So church to that. But all right, so just to reel it in, so we can organize this. All right, so tonight's topic is knowing when power when dealing with others. So, and then you referenced Monique. Okay, so I'm gonna start at that. So Monique, and you know, I'm kind of on the outside looking. I haven't really covered this story like that, but I've been hearing little bits and pieces and stuff like that. So I guess you're talking about the bonnet, how you present yourself. So I'm gonna go with that first. So the one thing I just been saying, you know what I'm saying, and I've always said this too, you know what I'm saying, especially when we start talking about, you know, coming off the last year that we talk about so much racial talk and all this other stuff. And then, you know, so many things being conditioned a certain way. So I always say this too, especially to anybody. This doesn't just apply to African Americans. This is any race in society, right? And it's like, if you act like a slave, people will treat you like a slave. That's power. You know what I'm saying? So act accordingly. You know what I'm saying? Act accordingly, because people, life is a chess game, man. So if people know that they can take advantage of you, And you letting it happen, then they're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? So what you're saying as far as the bonnet and what Monique said, you know, yeah, you should look presentable. You know, when you're presentable, that gives you confidence. You know what I'm saying? Like, case in point, I told you, I'm reading The Art of Macking, man. Shout out to Tariq Nasheed, man. It's a good book, man. So, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of game in that book. But he was just talking about, like, all a Mac really got to worry about, and this is very simple. All a Mac got to worry about is keeping his body clean, his clothes neat, and his game tight. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's presenting yourself a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if you off your square, then people are going to look at you a certain way, and they're going to treat you a certain way. So that's that. And then I'm on some Leo shit. So I'm always – I'm a lion to the heart. I represent a lion. I'm a sphinx. I'm a sphinx. Sphinx. If you study ancient Egypt – a sphinx is half man, half lion. You know what I'm saying? That's what I am. I'm a sphinx. I'm both. And, you know, a lion is royalty. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're the king of the jungle. You know what I'm saying? They're savage, but they're royal. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, they're savage, but they know how to move a certain way. You know what I'm saying? So they're kingly, you know what I'm saying? So act like a king to be treated like one, you know what I'm saying? So that's that, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of people don't get that, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, you know, you gotta catch that game because you might not have been raised that way, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta catch that, you know what I'm saying? So so that's you know, that's the one part. And then, like I said, you know, knowing your power, you know what I'm saying? Like, I deal with this on a regular basis, especially in my line of work. People will try to, like, put certain things on you to have you move a certain way and have you do certain things, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you got to stand your ground, you know what I'm saying? You got to know your worth, you know what I'm saying? You can't let nobody just try to control you and put their, like, how they think you should do certain shit. Because, you know, and that's going to throw you out of your line. And then you get frustrated. You know what I'm saying? That next thing you know, you want to change careers or you get frustrated in certain things. So you can't let nobody throw you off of your square. You know what I'm saying? So that's the power. You know what I'm saying? So life is a chess game. You know what I'm saying? You just got to, you know, you got to make sure you think in a couple steps ahead. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not just, you got to look at things from all angles, and you got to see it. You got to see the longevity in situation. So, you know, that's what I'm gonna add to this conversation. So, go ahead, Smooth. I don't know what you got to say about the topic, but you know, that's my two cents.
Well, you know, I'm a verbal Nazi. Okay. I've studied etymology, so I studied the origins of words.
Okay.
So I teach my kids that when they speak, they make sure they know the definition of the words, and they actually articulate themselves in a manner to where they don't leave any guessing to what they're really trying to say.
Okay.
So, power and control. It's funny because power is just a fucking noun,
okay?
But control is actually the action. So when Black says male and female energy or whatnot, it's a hard pill to swallow. Because when it comes down to male energy is all about act. So, correction, how can I? Male energy is supposed to be about action. So, in the essence of actually using the words power and control, like, man, let's just say that at the end of the day, if you don't have the ability to maneuver around certain manipulations, then that's all on you. Okay? Because it really don't matter what event that you're ever put in, right? You're supposed to be prepared for it anyway. I really don't see how power control has anything to do with Monique. Maybe I lost it. Maybe I really didn't see the reference point. But when it comes down to Monique and shit, depending on your generation, right, depends on how you feel about actually broadcasting yourself. One of the main goals of a healthy socio-emotional skill or mental health is actually feeling good about yourself. The number one step about feeling good about yourself is actually taking care of yourself. So, you know, you wake up in the morning, you look at yourself in the mirror, you smile, you say it's going to be a good-ass day as far as reaffirmation is concerned, you brush your teeth and shit, you wash your face. That's the first sign of, you know what I'm saying, getting your body prepared for the greatness that is you. You put on your clothes. You're looking sharp. You're feeling good. I understand that. That's how it's supposed to be. But at the same time, you have this new way of thinking where I don't want to dress up. But the problem with that is that motherfuckers really don't understand the ramifications, the consequences of not actually expecting more from yourself. You see what I'm saying? There's a cost for leisure, regardless of what people say. Everybody wants to be laying back. Everybody wants the easy way and shit. But there's a cost for the easy way. The cost of the easy way is you actually lose that ability to feel good about yourself, to expect more from yourself. If you don't expect more from yourself, how can you expect anything from anybody else? You see what I'm saying? So I understand what Monique is saying. I didn't hear it, but I did hear about it. So I appreciate motherfuckers that expect more from themselves. And Monique wants you to expect more from yourself. This ain't no different than when Bill Cosby said, well, damn, bro, why the fuck y'all keep saying this? So it's a generational gap because they got on Bill about saying, oh, Don't Say Nigga. They get no Monique about a bitch dress pan press. But as far as Power and Control goes for me, they're hand in hand. Power is just the name, but the control is the action. So you can't have one without the other. Because in order for me to control you, I need that power. But in order for me to have that power, I need to be able to control you. So you can't have one without the other. That's why when it comes down to your chromosomes, you have X and Y anyway. You have the female energy, you have the male energy. If that's what Black is going with that. But you have to be able to manifest each aspect. You see what I'm saying? You have to be able to manifest each aspect accordingly. You see what I'm saying? Because you're always going to have somebody that think they have the power, right? Because that is the fucking them. But they have no control over themselves. They lack the ability to actually put that power into action. And then you have a lot of people where they have the ability to get things done, but they lack the power to actually have motherfuckers respect their decisions. You see what I'm saying? So we're going to use the happily married man, because, you know, you don't need a motherfucker that's married, as an example. Let's say you have a good-ass idea, right? And you know exactly how it's supposed to be done. But for some strange reason on this particular day, right, you lack the power to actually get the respect to have that action completed. Or, in another situation, you got all the power, but you actually lack the plan of capacity to get it done. So in essence, you need both of them. So, I mean, fuck, it is what it is when it comes down to that. I just know that.
All right.
Oh, this nigga just cut me off.
See, I stopped because I thought you was done. So going on, finish.
Oh, thank you.
She gave you the award-winning music. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
go ahead, man.
If
you had it.
Hey, mother, it's a Grammy speech. My bad. I apologize.
Come on, Kanye. Wrap it up.
Normally, I just say, man, just fucking the pussy. But all right, I'm sorry.
Right. That's how you get your power.
So the end of speech, fucking the pussy. I'm done.
Yo.
All right. So listen. So
and I'm
gonna
come back around to this. I got something else I wanted to add to it after you go, Black. But go ahead.
Okay. So Smooth is talking on a general level, right? You guys know that I'm deep. I'm speaking on a spiritual level. I'm speaking from astrology. I'm speaking for knowledge. I'm speaking on a different level, and therefore, the terms of power and control, when you actually break it down and you go deep in, you know, power over her. You know what I'm saying? The ER. Were is her. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you break these words down, like, it's a whole different meaning, right? And you can find this, you know what I'm saying, and when you go deeper and you read more. So in the English term, you know what I'm saying, in American society, you know, I respect Smooth's answer, right? Because, you know, hey, this is an action verb, this is just a word, you know. I get that, right? But when you go into a deeper power over her, troll the con, right? Power and control. So as a feminine energy, right, because when you look at it on a spiritual sense, you have feminine energy and you have masculine energy. There's no way that one person can have both. You're being greedy, you're being selfish, right, and you're probably not going to get along with anybody when you're trying to have the power and control, right? You want to turn the switch on and you want to be able to control that bitch going all the way around. That's a more controlled car, right? But even that, you still have to keep uploading the batteries, changing out the batteries, because the power doesn't last long. That means that you actually don't have the power. You only have the control. You know what I'm saying? So when you break these things down to really look at the balance, right, the balance of the situation, you know what I'm saying, bringing in the justice, you know, feminine energy, you have one. masculine energy, you have the other. So you have to understand which one you have. Because granted, when I say feminine energy, I'm not always speaking of women. When I say masculine energy, I'm not always speaking of men. Because I am very much more masculine than I am feminine. You know what I'm saying? I have a, I have a, one of my baby daddies, he's more feminine than he is masculine. He's not gay whatsoever, but he's more emotional than I am. You got to think, I got a star where my heart used to be. I don't have a heart. You know what I'm saying? I'm emotionally disconnected. So I can like you, but you're probably going to fuck up me liking you before it transitioned into love. You know what I'm saying? And the people I love for forever, right? And so it's not about... You know, it's not, it's just an emotion that happens. So if I love you, the only person that can stop me from loving you is you. And there's been plenty of people that have stopped me from loving them, and that love never comes back if you lose my love, right? And so, and you got people that I put the love on ice because I'm like, all right, it's just not time to really love them. But anybody that I truly love, they can get anything in the world from me. I 100% support them in any and every fucking thing that they do, and I'll always be there for them no matter what, right? It's just knowing how to deal with me. Knowing I don't like other people's energy, you got to know how to deal with me. And the only way that you're going to really know how to deal with me, if you do not believe in astrology, you will never understand me. And that's just the thing. True. So when somebody tell me, I don't believe in astrology, that shit bullshit. And I know, and I study astrology, I read tarot for a living. I study astrology, and I know how accurate it is when it comes to me. I know that you will never understand me if you do not understand astrology. And that's just that. But salute to everybody. This topic was a good topic. I felt like it had to be had, you know, and you know, in the basic sense, as Smooth said, you know, it's just, you know, people not understanding, people not understanding, you know, and the different generations of thinking that this nigga just threw this damn tablet on the floor and took off past it. A Gemini. My Gemini son, he's supposed to be gone for the summer. He's not. He's home with me. Excuse me. But people don't understand that it's way deeper than what they think, because they think, oh, okay, well, that's just that, and that's just that, and everybody's overly emotional, and you can't say shit, or somebody got a problem with it, and, you know, everybody got a problem with something right now. Well, you know what? I don't want to deal with somebody that always has a problem. Give me the people that has the problems and the solutions, right? Because if you always got a problem with something, if you're always complaining about something, then that means you're always talking about something, that means you're a complainer, right? But when you want to resolve an issue, right, when you're a realist, you're going to speak on what the problem is and give a solution. That makes common sense. And that the thing is that most people can't do that because common sense isn't common knowledge, as Smooth said. So that was all that I had. You can add what you had in that, and you can actually wrap it up, Mo.
I understand that we talking about this, but at the same time, nigga, we ain't even talked about the damn subject.
I spoke about that before I got deep in depth into that on how to keep the power and control, stand your ground. Do not give in, okay, when you know it makes common sense. You know, for women, we be like, well, you know what, I just don't want to make his life hard, so I'm just going to give in. You relinquish your power. You know, you know what, he really don't have a car, so I'm just going to go ahead and give it. You relinquish your power. Listen, if a man can get, like I gave the Mo situation, I talked about it. If Mo can get around everywhere else, but he wants me to come to him, I'm relinquishing my power if I come to him. I'm not coming. You know what I'm saying? Just like Monique, you know, when you go out the door looking like an idiot, wearing a bonnet on your head, you know what I'm saying? That's meant to be, you know, worn in the bedroom when you lay down and protect your hair as a protective style. When you do all that shit, you're relinquishing power. I did that at the very beginning of the show, but we kind of got deep into it. So sorry about that, Smooth. You did call in at a certain point, but I thought you heard all of that. But, yeah, back to y'all.
No, I heard it. It just didn't resonate as a fucking answer.
So, what? I mean, did you want to add something else to it, or, you know, there's
something
else you wanted to?
Okay.
All right. So what I was saying, too, and it's interesting, like how you was talking about the power and the control and the masculine energy and the feminine energy. Because, you know, people really do have both, but they just don't know how to channel both energies. You know what I'm saying? So one thing, too, I mean, I know I'd be coming back to, like, some pimp shit, but it's a lot of game in that. So that's why I'd be, especially when it comes to this show. So, like, for example, I referenced 48 Laws of Power, you know what I'm saying, a book that's really good. Shout out to the author, Robert Greene. But talked about, like, back in the days, real – I mean, it's – All right, I don't want to say back in the day because you always had both sides of power and it was always masculine and feminine energy. But let's just say if it was a time period where it was dominated by power, the power part, which is just power, like basically just strength and, you know what I'm saying, they're just overpowering you, you know what I'm saying, because they're just stronger and they can just, the army can just take over shit by just brute force, like gorilla pimping, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just some dude that's just, like, gonna just pimp his hoes by fear, you know what I'm saying? Beating his bitches and all types of shit, like, just fear. That's how he does it, right? Because he has no finesse, which is the feminine energy. So the finesse is the feminine energy, you know what I'm saying? So if you study another book that's very good by the same author, Robert Greene, it's The Art of Seduction, right? And The Art of Seduction talks about when the females start coming up, you know, or when people really start peeping how females gather their power, you know, like Cleopatra and, you know, some of the ancient, you know, goddesses in history. But they use the finesse, you know what I'm saying? So they don't have the same just power. They can't just overpower you. They can't just, you know what I'm saying, just you know, take over shit with brute force. They got a finesse, you know what I'm saying? So women, they understood their feminine energy, you know what I'm saying? That finesse, like, okay, this guy wants this, but let me just make him work for it, or let me manipulate the situation to bend it my way. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, so nowadays, you got to have that power, you know what I'm saying? The power is when you just, like, you know, can just what's that? You know, when you could just impose your will. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, everything's done, it's finessed. Now I can just impose my will and just take the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, any, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got the power now to just take over it. You know what I'm saying? However you have it, you know what I'm saying? But that finesse, you know, a lot of times you got to finesse the situation to be able to impose your will. So that's why you got to have both. So that's why I just wanted to add. I just, you know, thought that was
so
that was
when did finesse become a feminine word or a feminine action?
When did finesse become a feminine action? I mean,
yeah.
I think it is more of a feminine quality than masculine quality.
So,
I do.
So to do something with skillfulness is a feminine quality?
That's nothing bad about it. I'm not saying it like you saying it.
No,
like
I'm just trying to figure out what determines the masculine action and the feminine action, because, like, I hear y'all talking, but I feel like I'm watching a debate where a nigga asks the question, they answer the question, but you feel unfulfilled. You feel what I'm saying?
So
I
you're saying you feel unfulfilled with the definition. Wait, hold on. Just to make sure we understand each other, let me make sure I understand what you're asking me. What are you unfulfilled about?
The answer.
The answer to what question? Knowing. All right. So I'll go back to the topic. Tonight's topic: knowing when to keep your power when dealing with others.
Right.
Okay. So that's, I mean, all right, so I guess if we just answer that question, that's just how you use your power, how you use your finesse, how you use your will, how you impose it. So I guess what Black was going, she was just showing different things. Like, this, a lot of this stuff is beneath the surface. You know what I'm saying? It's not just going to be caught. Like when Black was just talking about astrology, a lot of people, they can't see that far. I mean, and there's no knock on that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's power in that. It's power in not overthinking. It's power in just going, fuck it. I don't got time to be trying to outthink you or get all deep into that. You know what I'm saying? So that's that. But what Black is just talking about is just going a little deeper beneath the surface to just, like, the things that said but not said in a way. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what it is. So to answer your question, knowing when to keep your power when dealing with others is just knowing how to move, you know, because life is a chess game. So it's like we could be talking and stuff like, you're not knowing that I'm playing chess with you,
but I am. You know what I'm saying? Or vice versa. I might not even know that you playing chess with me, but you are. You know what I'm saying? It's just when you making a deal, you know what I'm saying? You could be doing certain things, but it's a chess move. You know what I'm saying? So it's just power and finesse. You know what I'm saying? You're like when you're driving a car, sometimes you got to speed up. You got to use that power. You got to push the gas. But then a lot of times you got to ease up when you're going around that curve. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, I think that answers the question. If that's the best way I can answer the question. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense.
You'll be surprised that I know about power and control and how to get what I want and not relinquish anything. But when y'all start using feminine and masculine words, I'm like, well, what determines a feminine and masculine action? That's what I ask. That's what I'm saying. Like, well, okay. I see everybody wants to give a definition to some shit, but what determines what is feminine, what is fucking masculine? Like, I need that. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, when you start using the word finesse as being feminine and shit, then I'm like, well, in what context?
Well, I just said it. I tried to give an example. I just said, like, if I got brute force and I can just take the shit, I ain't got to use finesse because I'm just using my brute force to take the shit. But if I don't have brute force, if I'm, like, you know, not as strong as this person, then I got to finesse it. I got to maybe, like, outthink them, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying, to get what I want.
So you're saying the art of outthinking somebody is a feminine energy? A feminine action?
It can be, because I think women possess that more because they don't have the power aspect. So women are
more
emotional.
So if a female is more emotional, they have more estrogen. When did women in that aspect, you know what I'm saying? Women, they start outthinking a motherfucker for that to be considered a female action. So that's why I'm like, all right, so what determines
well,
male
because,
action?
Because, like I said, it's things. I mean, look, when I talk about female, male, I don't put one above the other. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that they're both equal.
I'm not
both
putting
opposites.
One above the other either. I'm trying to figure out what determines
what makes
the female
it
energy and the male energy.
Well, you know, that's why I said we have both. We have both, but sometimes it's tip the scale. Like just said it. Like she said, one of her baby fathers has more feminine and
emotional.
You know what I'm saying? But
he's more emotional.
He's more emotional. You know what I'm saying? Certain people. Yeah. I'm not that emotional. I'm not. Like my wife tells me that all the time. Like why don't be more? I'm just not. I guess I'm cold hearted in a certain way. I do have heart. I do have like you know what I'm saying. I do like, but I'm not. I don't get all of the emotions of it. You know what I'm saying? I can be cold. I can be. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's just your makeup or whatever, but I'm just saying feminine and I'm just saying finesse. I gather that to be more, and maybe that's just a personal thing. Maybe you might not think
that
right, way.
So
I think that's
the word I'm looking for, personal opinion, because I'm a cold calculating motherfucker. And in my cold calculating ass ways, I ain't never thought of it as a female or feminine energy.
So that's my personal thing. I think it's more of a feminine energy, but there's nothing wrong with it. But I just think it's more of a feminine energy. When I think of masculine energy, I think of like what Black was saying as far as power and like ego and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That's more of a masculine thing. When I think of you know female energy, I think of you know finesse and you know a little. You know, like a way with words. You know, people, feminine energy is softer. You know what I'm saying? That's why, once again, getting back to the whole Mac and pimp shit. You know what I'm saying? When a guy can finesse his words, can speak softly. You know what I'm saying? Women cater to that a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Because they like, okay. You know what I'm saying? You're not rough and rugged. You know what I'm saying? Now you speaking to me in a, and then like I said too, when it comes to this Mac and shit or this pimping shit, like all they did was just reverse the game. So the shit that's just conditioned the certain way that, oh, males got to act a certain way because, you know, females is automatic. Well, all right, I guess what I'm trying to say is like females manipulate males a certain way. You know what I'm saying? They get males to buy them this stuff and all that. What I'm just saying is the pimp or the Mac can flip that up and just reverse it. And that's just throwing shit off because he like, oh, shit, that's not how society is.
Y'all did a hard debate. Y'all didn't go get in the world famous chop up?
No, I just wanted to, you know, I thought this was an interesting topic. So anyway, all right. So that's it. We're gonna put a plug on that.
Take a black
half an hour for the. Black, did you want to add anything else to it? This was your
right,
topic.
Truly
like,
important.
You just,
world
you just,
topic.
Yeah. Like,
no, I'm good. Shut your ass up.
You good?
I'm good.
I was just saying. Yeah, that's why I don't drink too much. Cause like she's been drinking tequila when she said she wasn't gonna drink like 2 months ago. Oh yeah, I ain't gonna bring that up.
Yeah. All right, Black.
I already
so,
know you was gonna have something to say. I had already told the homie that you had something to say about me drinking, and it is what it is.
Yeah. So,
I'm celebrating.
So,
you
so
drink water
next
week.
There we go. All right. So, without further ado, we're gonna get into my favorite part of the show. This is the world famous chop up. So, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit. You know, just different things that I thought was interesting throughout the week. You know what I'm saying? We'll chop it up. So before I get into the world-famous chop-up, Black, was there anything that you was tripping on that you saw, you know, this past week that you was like, all right, let me chop it up about that?
No, just the bonnet situation. That's all that I seen that I feel like
really,
I wanted to have a conversation
that seemed like
about.
That hit a button. Yeah, that really unique. You know what I'm saying? All right. So with that being the case, so all right. So I want to get into this because my wife brought something to my attention, and I know Smooth. You know, you be on your news shit. You know what I'm saying? So I always kind of lean on you when it comes to certain news topics that I might have heard throughout the week. Mm-hmm. So a big thing that's going on right now, the talk of the town, is vaccinations. You know what I'm saying? Especially it's summertime, people looking to travel. You know what I'm saying? And people, you know. Everything is, you know, when you watch commercials, it's vaccinations and everything. And there's three different ones, you know what I'm saying? So it's the Madura. I might be pronouncing that correctly, incorrectly.
Moderna.
I know it starts with the M. The Madura, something, is that what it's called? Or something
Moderna.
Like
Pfizer. Moderna. Johnson. There's actually four of them. We got Johnson
okay.
and Johnson and Johnson and Johnson.
Okay. So Moderna and what was the Pfizer you said?
Yeah, Pfizer. Johnson & Johnson and Johnson & Johnson.
Okay, got you. All right, so, yeah, all right, so you got three different ones. So it's like, all right, which one do you take?
Four.
To my knowledge, from what I've just been hearing, and y'all got to bear with me if I'm pronouncing it incorrectly because, you know, I didn't really jot it down. I'm kind of doing this as a freestyle. But the Moderna or the Pfizer, right, those are two doses that you got to take, right? But the Johnson & Johnson is one dose. So
right.
The thing is, and I haven't been vaccinated just yet because I'm kind of like on the fence, you know what I'm saying? I've been talking about my wife. My wife is against it, you know what I'm saying? She's not with the shits as far as it's vaccinated. She don't trust it. And so I don't know. I can kind of go either way, you know what I'm saying? I just think I think it's kind of like a mental thing in a way. But then again, you got to just make sure that it's going to be compatible with your body and all that other shit. You don't know what the fuck this shit is.
I wasn't to be a test on this.
You wasn't? Yeah, all right. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of like, what does it make sense? Because, you know, I talked to my peoples in Cleveland, and they all vaccinated. And I'm like, damn, should I get vaccinated? Because I do want to travel. I want to travel overseas and all this stuff. And I just want to just be able to go as I please and not have to fucking overthink shit, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I was like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? And then I think back to when I was younger. Well, you know, y'all have kids, you know what I'm saying? I can't speak for y'all, but you know, when you got kids and stuff like that, I can remember being just a young kid. You got to go get your shot so you don't get polio and all them old school ass diseases. So in one way, I'm thinking like, is this some new shit? It's just like, okay, like, you know, when I was young, I remember getting shots when I was a little kid because, you know, you don't want certain diseases and shit like that, you know, and that used to hinder the human race hundreds of years ago. So I'm like, is this new shit to that? Or, you know, you had the Tuskegee experiment where, you know what I'm saying, shit went left and people got syphilis and was all fucked up and, you know, test dummies like you just said. So it's like, fuck, I'm like torn. So I guess to bring it full circle, I haven't got vaccinated yet. I'm just going to wait and see. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be traveling to Cleveland, like I said, next month. I got my booked my flight and everything. So I'm going to see how – that's my test run to really see what I'm going to do for my vacation. You know what I'm saying? Let me just see how smooth that is without me being vaccinated, without me coming back and having to fucking quarantine or all that shit. I just want to see how that shit go. So that's kind of how I'm looking at it. then I'm talking to my peoples in Cleveland, because if I do get vaccinated, I would rather do it in Cleveland, actually. I trust Ohio doctors way more than New York. There's too many people here and whatever. So I guess I say that to say this. Johnson & Johnson, it was a recall, blood clots and shit like that. So that's another reason giving me cause to pause. So I'm like, fuck, what do you tell all these people that went and got Johnson & Johnson shot, now that this shit is recalled? So I guess, Smooth, what I'm asking you, like, if you, you know, heard about this and what you think about it.
I said what I was going to say. I'm not a I wasn't born to be a test dummy. Like, if I can't trust you to make talcum powder, why the fuck would I trust you to make the fucking vaccine? And then when it comes down to Moderna and the Pfizer, you got motherfuckers, the young kids that they've been giving it out, they're starting to develop inflammation of the fucking heart. You know what I'm saying? So
anytime somebody
actually has the power to force you to take a vaccine that is not clear. You see what I'm saying? Because there is no liability. Like, motherfucker, like, look, man, whatever happens, happens. You can die, and there is no ramification to the fucking act. No, you can trust shit. I'm good.
So you anti-vaccine?
My dad fought in Vietnam. He fought in Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm. During the course of Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, we gave him an experimental anthrax vaccine. Okay? After taking the experimental anthrax vaccine, a lot of people in his battalion and squad started to die. They started to get sick. You see what I'm saying? For many years, they denied it. Up until like 2000, 2001, they said, you caught us. Yeah, we gave them an experimental anthrax vaccine, and we're going to call the symptoms the Gulf War Syndrome. And we're just going to raise your disability up by like 20 to 30%. So I've lived a life where a motherfucker experimented on a family member.
I get you.
So, yeah, I'm anti-fucking it. You see what I'm saying? So when it comes down to vaccines and being a black male, it doesn't work for us anyway. How the fuck the flu vaccine is 30% effective, but it's only, what, 8% effective for black men? Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly. You know what? So, you know what, Smooth? I'm glad. That's why this is real talk. You know what I'm saying? And I know, you know, we get into our debates from here to there, but you know what I'm saying? And I really respect what we got here, man, like as far as our dialogue and everything, because, you know, this is some real conversations. You know what I'm saying? That I've been just thinking about, and you know, you just see certain people promoting these vaccines and get vaccinated, but that's some real conversation. Like, you share a personal story, and I guess you just hit it on the thing. Like, you can't trust this shit, man. The Johnson & Johnson got freaking recalled, and I'm not big on doctors and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I lean on what Black was saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, more herbal and, like, you know, more natural medicines and stuff like that. So I guess with that being said, too, and I'm not big on, like, damn, I could see if I was fucked up in the game. What I mean, like, if I feel sick and I'm like, oh, fuck, like, it's just a last resort. Like, I'm fucked up. I need something to just make me feel better because everything I've been trying hasn't been working. I'm not a fan of, like, damn, it's nothing's wrong with me. Why am I taking some shit to do some extra? You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing. I don't feel any symptoms. I feel good. Why am I going to take some stuff? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm with that as well. So, yeah, and I think that's interesting. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, I guess at this point, I'm leaning on what my wife is saying. Like, let's just play it by ear and you know, let this play out some more. So, okay. All right. So, that's that. Let me see here. So, what else we got in news? So, all right, I'm going to get into, like, a music topic real quick. So, that I think is kind of interesting, man. So, shout out to Migos, you know what I'm saying? That's the trio from Atlanta, you know, pretty popular nowadays, you know what I'm saying? But that's the Offset, Quavo, and Takeoff, right? And so they just dropped a new album, and it's called Culture 3. I've been rocking to it, man. I like it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
They came on the scene. They really blew up with Bad and Bougie, you know what I'm saying, a couple years ago. And that was from Culture One. They got probably about four albums. I think the Culture with Bad and Bougie, I think that was their second album. Because they had that Versace song before they even blew up. But, yeah, so this Culture part, then they had Culture Part Two, came out a couple years ago. And they just dropped Culture Part Three this past Thursday. And it's kind of cool, man. So I've been rocking to it because I told you, you know, Black, one of our topics, we was talking about the whole Sweetie and Quavo situation. There was an item, you know what I'm saying? And they broke up and, you know, he had bought her a car and I don't know if he repossessed it or whatever. It's been rumors and stuff like that. And I said, like, I don't care to get into the whole personal business, but I like to hear, like, the music aspect. So, you know, Sweetie, she dropped her album or, you know, like a couple months ago and I was rocking to that. And Quavo, to me, answers the bell. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he's going back and forth or nothing like that. But I just wanted to see, like, how he would just come across. And now I'm like, all right, I'm swinging back towards Quavo now from Sweetie. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that's interesting, man. So I love just the music aspect of it. Like, it wasn't a situation where I wasn't just, you know, because the last situation that I kind of looked at like this was the whole Meg Thee Stallion, and I can't even think of his name from Canada anymore. He's so off my radar that I forget his name every time I bring him up a conversation. But, you know, that was interesting because, like I said, Tory Lanez, there you go. Thank you. You know, Meg came out. Tory Lanez tried to come out with some shells. Like, it just took me less. So I'm like, what the fuck? And then Meg came out, and I'm like, oh, no, yeah. I'm Meg, and like I said, I just haven't been a fan of Tory Lanez since that. But now with this, the Sweetie Quavo, I'm like, all right, so Quavo, he's just keeping it moving, man. And I'm going to be interested to see it now how – see what Sweetie does, man. If she – you know, because Quavo, you know, New Migos album, I'm feeling it, and he's keeping it moving, man. So it could be Sweetie was just, you know, like she was just a jump off for him, you know what I'm saying? Like, because he did have – I think he had got into it with Chris Brown back in the day, because I think what's Chris Brown's other chick, the little – I don't even know what she is. Carucci. Yeah. Quavo started messing with her when she was kind of still messing with Chris Brown, and I think that was the situation. But then he kept it moving with her and started dating Sweetie. So now I just think he about to just move on to the next one. So, you know, shout out to Quavo, man. Shout out to Migos, man. I like the new album, man. So that's that. Let's see here. What else we got in the news? So getting into the – oh, let's double back on boxing real quick. So – last week, we talked about the Mayweather, and once again, I forgot this. I didn't even write his name down, man. The dude he fought, man, a white guy. You know his name?
Logan Paul,
yeah. So Logan Paul, and what's his brother's name? Logan Paul and Jake Paul?
Jake Paul, right?
Yeah, right. So, okay. So we had the Logan Paul Mayweather fight. And I didn't even see the fight. I just saw the highlights. You know what I'm saying? So it was – I didn't need to see the fight because I can just kind of put two of
it's on my TV right now.
Oh, okay. So you're watching it in the background. It's your background noise or whatever. So, well, before I get my synopsis on it, what do you – because obviously you saw it. I don't know if you're watching it again or whatever. But what did you think about the fight?
It was an exhibition. That's what I thought about.
Okay.
I mean, it's not a real fucking fight. It was an exhibition.
I know that, but I'm just saying, what did you – all right, let's clarify. What did you think about the exhibition fight? Just if you were just analyzing it, what did you think of it?
I mean, fuck, I thought that motherfucker did exactly what they were supposed to do. They got paid. You know what
okay.
I mean? Shit.
Okay. Well, I'll give my two cents.
Was gonna be a sucker.
All right, so I'll give you my two cents, what I thought it was. So, basically – I thought what it was this, exactly what it was. So Mayweather, you know what I'm saying, saw opportunity to get some quick money, you know what I'm saying, and keep his name out there. If I may come out of retirement, if something's right, if I can feel like I know this young dude's style, you know what I'm saying, they're going to throw a lot of money at me, and I could just really just come out there and shine again. I think, you know, in the back of my mind, I mean, everybody says Mayweather's retired. But I think he's at the point where he's just going to pick his spots. If he sees an opportunity, like, oh, this young dude, because Mayweather is a student of the game, man. He's now. It was Tyson. Mike Tyson held it down for me for a long time. Even with Mike Tyson's ups and downs and stuff like that, he doesn't have the spectacular, record that Mayweather has. But, you know, just Mike Tyson just as a icon. You know, he's always got a spot in my sport heart for me. You know what I'm saying? That's just my guy, Mike Tyson, right? But as far as just boxing, Mayweather's pound for pound my favorite fighter of all time. You know what I'm saying? So I got so much respect for him. And to me, he's the best to ever do it. So I say that to say this. So like I said, like, you know, of course he's retired and he's like 45 now, but he'll pick his spot. So, you know, I guess doubling back to this Logan Paul thing, it was perfect. Logan Paul, YouTuber, Jake Paul, you know, his brother, they've been making a lot of noise on YouTube. I'm not a big fan of YouTube. I know Black is doing her thing on YouTube right now with her spiritual joint. Shout out to that. So it was perfect. You know what I'm saying? This white guy, he's got a lot of things going for him as far as his boxing thing, exhibitionist or whatever. Let me get in the ring and show him what's up. And that's what Mayweather did. Dude is big, so it's going to look all imposing, all big white guy, little Mayweather fighting, you know what I'm saying? But Mayweather, of course, is just an experienced technician, boxing technician, you know what I'm saying? Textbook, you know what I'm saying? Defensive fighter, hands down, you know what I'm saying? So, and you know dude's not going to get a good hit shot on him to knock Mayweather out. That's the only way he would lose, if he got knocked out. That's what I was talking about last week. So it did that. And then Mayweather didn't have enough punching power to knock this big white dude out, I don't think. You know what I'm saying? And that's what happened. It went to distance, and then you could tell just the dude, Logan Paul, got winded. And, you know, he maybe got a couple shots on Mayweather, but nothing crazy. And Mayweather just schools him. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically what happened. Gets his money and that. Now, Jake Paul, I would have thought, I would have liked to see that, because I think maybe Jake Paul seems a little smaller than Logan Paul. And I would like to see just Jake Paul try to knock out Mayweather, and then Mayweather school him and then possibly knock out Jake Paul. So maybe that could be like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Because Jake Paul, of course, Nate Robinson, that's the basketball player I was talking about. When Nate Robinson knocked him out, and then, you know, what, about a month ago, he fought somebody else, knocked this other guy out. So, you know, I called him Glass Joe, you know what I'm saying, with a knockout punch. So I think that could be next, you know, especially because I think they're going to probably – you know, promote Jake Paul, have him fight somebody else, and knock somebody else out, especially with these celebrity things. That's starting to be popular because, you know, I'm going to double back around now that I just said that and made me think of something. So I think that's popular.
Yeah, the shitload of celebrity fights over the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm about to double back on that because that's starting to be a thing now. You know what I'm saying? So now getting back to the celebrity thing is two celebrity fights that I want to comment on, right? So the first one. And then
Lamar
just popped in. I didn't even write this out. Yeah, Lamar Odom. It was the little dude, Aaron Carter.
Aaron Carter.
So Lamar Odom fought Aaron Carter, which was the weirdest set of big, tall Lamar Odom in a boxing match with just Aaron Carter, this white guy from, he was like the brother of one of them boy bangs or whatever. So that was just interesting. So shout out to Lamar Odom because he did what he was supposed to do, which was win. You know what I'm saying? Because if he had got knocked out by this kid, Aaron Carter's little white dude, that would have just been comedy. So shout out to Lamar Odom for winning that. But that doesn't seem like that was too much of a competition. But shout out to him for at least doing it. So so that's that, right? But the other one, it was pretty good. And Lamar Odom, I don't think he has this probably should be it. I don't think you should pursue this because, you know, I don't see it. But on the other end,
hey, that nigga Reach was a fool, though.
Who? Reach?
Lamar.
Oh, yeah, he got Reach. I mean, dude is what, 6'10", 6'9", 6'10"? So, yeah, he got Reach. He's lanky, tall, but he was tagging. He was tagging, but I just think that was just – come on, man. I just think, come on. Like, that was no competition, man. That's like Aaron Carter. Like, who? Come on. So, anyway, I just think that was just like. That,
that
was
fucking
that was
like, DDG fight actually kind of looked like a professional fight.
Yeah, so that's the guy that fought Ocho Cinco, right?
No.
Because I'm going to talk about that next.
That's totally different. The Ocho Cinco fight was on the Logan Paul Mayweather.
Yeah.
Call.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What were you talking about?
Lamar Odom and Aaron Carter was on a celebrity boxing card yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was like you had YouTubers versus TikTokers and shit like that, and these motherfuckers actually fight like professionals.
Yeah, that's what I said. So that's why I said Logan Paul and the freaking, you know, his brother. You know what I'm saying? They that YouTube, whatever division they starting to just make up, I think that's going to really turn into something. Yeah, so, yeah, to comment on what you just said. But the other one was Ocho Cinco, and Ocho Cinco fought some other dude. That I guess he wasn't, like, a professional boxer like that. I guess he is trying to be a professional boxer, but he doesn't have
the nigga's a professional. He fought a dude named Maxwell. The dude was a professional boxer and an MMA fighter, but he only had 3 boxing matches prior to fighting Ocho Cinco, and he lost all 3 of them.
Yeah. He didn't have a good record or nothing like that. But Ocho Cinco. Yeah, but for Ocho Cinco, I will give him some props. You know what I'm saying? He looked a lot better. He looked the best out of all the celebrity guys, you know what I'm saying, from Lamar Odom, even though he won. He looked much better than Nate Robinson. Nate Robinson, I hate to say it, but he got embarrassed, man. The way he got dropped, man, was like just fucked up, you know what I'm saying? And that's how freaking Jake Paul made a name for himself, you know what I'm saying, because he dropped the hell out of Nate Robinson. Nate Robinson, stick to basketball and dunk contests. That's your lane, man.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Boxing.
It's apples and oranges, bro.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
Apples and oranges, wow. Because the Ocho Cinco exhibition was an exhibition.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There wasn't going to be any winners or losers, which means the boxing match or exhibition wasn't fought in a manner, you know what I'm saying, to where you felt the mental stress of a real fucking fight. So Ocho Cinco, you know, he went out there. He was able to throw a few jabs and shit like that. But when he pissed old boy off and old boy hit the motherfucker on that chin,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Things
changed. But that's the point. Neither was the freaking Nate Robinson. That was an exhibition fight, too. You know what I'm saying?
That was a real fight. Nate Robinson fight was an exhibition. Yeah, that Nate Robinson was here.
It was an exhibition, right? Yeah.
No, the Nate Robinson fight was here.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm getting a little confused.
Yeah, that shit counted.
Okay. Well, that's his fight career is over. So anyway, I guess the point I'm trying to say is whenever I see the celebrity stuff, I just look at that as an exhibition. Even though you said it was a sanction, I look at it as an exhibition because it's celebrities, and I'm like, they just getting props because they're celebrities. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason why people are tuning in, because of their name, their celebrity. They're not tuning in for their skill. You know what I'm saying? Trying to see if they have transferable skills, but that's not what you know them for. So anyway, what I was just saying is, with Ocho Cinco, though, I saw a little bit of skill. You know what I'm saying? I saw like it could develop, and the reason why Ocho Cinco got dropped is because he got cocky. He was like, oh, shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm really doing this. You know what I'm saying? Then he let his guard down, started showboating a little bit, and like I said, dude got pissed and caught him and dropped him. But the one thing that I'll say is this is the difference. All right, you know, if you're in a fight, you get dropped, okay, boom, you get back up, you try to, you know, you get back up and you fight, you know what I'm saying? But when you get dropped and you get knocked out and when it just looks so bad that you almost died, that's the difference. It's like a respectable, or you got dropped, but you know what I'm saying? You just caught one, but you got right back up. You know what I'm saying? Your chin is not suspect. But when you get dropped and you just lose all functions, that's the difference. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only reason why, I'll give Ocho Cinco props. And then I hate to harp back on this old school one, but this was the one that was embarrassing. And this was my guy, man, because I used to really like Onyx, you know what I'm saying, as a youth. You know what I'm saying? Onyx was one of my favorite groups from New York back in the day. But everybody remembers Sticky Fingers, right? When Sticky Fingers fought in this celebrity boxing match at MTV when they was doing, like, Spring Break MTV, whatever. And he fought some random white guy. I don't know if the guy was a professional boxer. I mean, he didn't look like he was in shape. And that dude gave Sticky Fingers the business. He didn't knock Sticky Fingers out, but the dude was beating the shit out of Sticky Fingers, it seemed like. And they like, hold on, Sticky Fingers, how the hell you just lose to this white guy like this? That's what, set it up. So, but now it's starting to come back to, like, these celebrity boxing matches, man. So it's kind of interesting, especially when you see somebody that really has some skill. And Ocho Cinco, out of all the ones that I saw, was, like, the only one I was like, okay, you know, some more training. If you really take this seriously, you could actually do some things. You know what I'm saying? I doubt if he takes it that far, but, you know, he just said he wanted to try. It was on his bucket list, so I respect that.
And that's,
so,
yeah, that's why I was at the exhibition.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, so then what else? So a couple quick things. We got about 3 minutes left on the show, so I'm just going to run down a couple quick things that I thought was just quick and easy. But
the Lakers. The Lakers suck.
The Lakers suck. Oh, yeah. The Lakers been out. That was old news, man. And everybody, you know, I'm watching Phoenix in the background right now. Chris Paul, you know what I'm saying? That's a dude to beat the Lakers. And they about to beat the Denver Nuggets, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton, and Booker. You know what I'm saying? They doing their thing, man. So anyway, so that's that quick basketball thing. Now, Brooklyn better be careful because just like AD and Kyrie, man, he's another one, man. You know, when you get to the playoffs, money time. You know, when he's great, but when he gets hurt, he gets hurt, and he can just leave me hanging. That happened when him and LeBron back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he did hit the one shot to win the championship for the Cavs back in the day, and he'll always be a Cleveland somewhat legend for that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the other time they went to the championship, him and everybody else got hurt, and it was just all on LeBron. You know what I'm saying? Like him and Love got hurt. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing just happened today, earlier today, Sunday. Kyrie got hurt, freaking James Harden already hurt, so it was just only KD out there boiling, and now Milwaukee and tied up the series, so that's the best three, and then Brooklyn don't be careful, they might lose to Milwaukee.
That nigga
now
cash out $100,000 to go on a date with him.
Who did?
James Harden.
He cashed out
$100,000.
Ooh, and he got it like that, but I wouldn't do that. That's some tricking. You ain't even got to, man. You James Harden.
Well,
but
that ain't tricking. I mean,
because he got it. He got
tricking
it.
Tricking is the exchange of funds for the pussy.
Well, that's basically what he's doing, thinking he's going to get it. But what I'm just saying is,
it ain't basically.
Well,
tricking
is the
exchange of money for the pussy.
That was tricking. We maybe got two different definitions, but.
Real definition.
I get you. But, you know, like I said, I'm just reading between the lines and giving my own, I guess, opinion, as you would say. But Sweetie, if you listen to her music, she's a straight gold digger, man. She's straight West Coast, Oakland chick, gold digger, man. But I like how Quavo just came back on his Migos shit, and it just seemed like he ain't letting it get to him. But, she's straight gold digger. That's her music, if you listen to her music. Gold digging for the gold diggers. It's like she repping for them. You know what I'm saying? So that's and she got one on the line with James Harden. You know what I'm saying? So that's interesting. But anyway, that wraps it up, man. This is our time. I had a few more topics to get into, but I guess I'm just gonna do that for next week. So once again, you know, just a shout out, man. Shout out to Black, man. This was an awesome topic. Black, keep doing your astrology spiritual joint. I'm feeling it. You know what I'm saying? I think. A definite lane for you. I'm glad you opened it up, man. Keep running with that, man. I think there's big things in your future with that. So shout out to you with that. Smooth on the check-in, as always, you know what I'm saying? Chopping it up. And then shout out to me for the world-famous chop-up. So definitely, if you missed the show, you know, look out for the retweet. Blackton already tweeted out. I'm going to retweet it for the people that missed the show. And then always, if you want to put a face with the voice, follow me on IG. That's MOBINNS, MoBins. And as always, man, same time every Sunday. That's how we do. You know what I'm saying? We talk our shit to moving. So everybody be safe. And we'll see you all next week. Peace, peace, peace.